May 15, cheerfulness with sobriety. Hear, for I will speak of excellent things, and the opening of my lips shall be right things. Proverbs 8:6. I ask that the Holy Spirit shall control my thoughts through the day. I plead for wisdom and judgment, clearness of brain and understanding, that I may see the treasures in the Word of God and bring out the precious truth in the simplest language. Thus did the greatest teacher the world ever knew. I feel more and more impressed with the greatness of the subject of the Lord soon appearing in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. This faith moves me greatly to observe due solemnity at all times and in all places. But while I enjoin upon myself and others to be sober, we are not to cherish sadness and gloom. While we are not to be gloomy, but cheerful and happy, there is to be no silliness, but a sobriety and harmony with our faith. Words and actions form character. Therefore, our words should be clean, pure, simple, yet elevated. The gift of speech is a valuable talent, and the Lord has no pleasure in hearing low, cheap, degrading nonsense, which tastes strongly of vice and revelry. No Christian should condescend to imitate and catch such habits from another. These evil, silly words are discordant notes and contribute to the happiness of no one. They are a detriment to spirituality. The Word of God forbids them. A good man out of the good treasure of the heart bringeth forth good things, and an evil man out of the evil treasure bringeth forth evil things. But I say unto you that every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give an account thereof in the day of judgment. For by thy words thou shalt be justified, and by thy words thou shalt be condemned. Matthew 12:35-37. And Jesus, knowing their thoughts, said, Wherefore think ye evil in your hearts? Matthew 9:4. Jesus reads the hearts and minds and thoughts. There is a witness present, tracing every word spoken and every act performed, good or evil.